UAP News, the 9th of September 2023. It's about that time again, time for an article about UAPs. Let me start with a sighting of a UAP by a football great, Aaron Rodgers. He said when he was getting up early while staying at a friend's house in New Jersey, he heard an alarm in the distance. He went downstairs and out of the house with a couple of others. When he got outside, he heard a sound above him and saw a huge object moving overhead. The object reminded him of the film Independence Day. A little later, he heard fighter jets tearing across the sky. He said he did research about the sighting and there was nothing online or in the papers he read. The sighting took place in 2005. I am happy to see people can now comment on what they see in the sky, and most of the time they are no longer ridiculed. One of the types of UAPs which is being sighted more than ever are the ones which look like spheres. The object appeared at Exmouth Beach in Devon, England. The witness claims he was walking along the beach and turned around and saw the object above the trees. He said he also saw the sphere had a field around it. The witness made an interesting statement about the sphere. He said he had the feeling it was observing the people on the beach. Many UAP cases consist of strange lights in the sky. This can be attributed to many different causes, but we tend to take more notice of these events when they appear in known UAP hotspots, that are places which seem to have more UAP sightings than most. Strange lights appeared over Waynesboro, Virginia. Today, we are launching hundreds of satellites for communication, and dare I say many thousands, and this has contributed greatly to the strange light phenomenon, and many believe this is what was seen. But we can never be 100% sure. An article appeared in the Washington Post and the headline stated the United States keeps most of its UFO documentation secret, which runs contrary to most other countries. Could it be because many of the secret aerospace projects we work on are misidentified as UAPs? They cited a case in Brazil which I believe they were indicating if it happened in the United States would still be secret. While they indicate all UAP sightings in Brazil are open to the public, how can they be sure? I don't know why, but it seems people are generally more surprised when UAPs are witnessed flying over amusement parks. It does seem there would not be anything of interest for them there, doesn't it? Anyway, a UAP was seen flying over Disney World and also over Universal Orlando Resorts. This object seemed to have an interest in human recreation practices. The object was bright orange, as many others are which have been seen lately. Some people are writing it off as a space launch, but others don't think so. It was kind of surprising, but the Pentagon has come out and called Japan a UAP hotspot. It appeared in a document published by the Pentagon titled UFO Hotspots. I am very surprised they called UAPs UFOs again. After all, it was the government that changed the designation from UFO to UAP. What I think is even more interesting is the fact the document states two hotspots in Japan are both where we dropped nuclear weapons during World War II, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Another move is being made by the government affecting UAPs. The National Archive is digitizing thousands of UAP records. One of the records is said to be something the government has denied for over 70 years, and it is the UAP crash at Roswell. Why, if they said it was only a weather balloon, would they bother digitizing all those records? I think it is obvious something is going on, and the Roswell crash probably was a UAP in the true sense of the word, which to me means aliens crashed at Roswell. As for the reason for the crash, who really knows? I don't think we had the capability at the time to shoot them down. We now have a couple of incidents where it is said aliens were photographed. There is a photo which appeared which was taken in Bolivia. It seems to show what is known as a gray alien walking along an area by water. The image is partially transparent. Could it be, as many believe, these aliens can shield themselves from view and something happened to its shield? All this would have to assume the photo was genuine. The second photo of an extraterrestrial was released by none other than Uri Geller, the famous spoonbender and psychic. This is said to be a photo he acquired which purports to show what would be a gray alien except for the fact it has brown skin. The photo was said to have been taken in the basement of a Mexican house. Geller has been known for taking photos of UAPs in the past. Residents in Harrisonburg, Virginia have seen strange lights in the sky. What makes this even more interesting is the fact back in 1964 it was said a UAP landed there. The lights were seen by numerous residents. Again, many believe what was seen was Starlink satellites which were launched by SpaceX. We are at a tipping point when it comes to UAPs. More and more people are starting to believe at least some are extraterrestrial vehicles. There are also a large segment of the population which believes we are reverse engineering crashed UAPs. It certainly seems like we are on the verge of some big announcement about UAPs. It might be a governmental announcement which states extraterrestrial vehicles are visiting the Earth. If this was announced, it certainly would overshadow all the news for days, even political news. Maybe it is being held in reserve just for that reason. The following is my type of UAP news. It has to do when families take pictures of each other outside and when they get home they discover something in the photo they hadn't seen at the time. A family walking on a beach in Argentina decided to take photos of the sunset. When they were finished they eventually went home. Upon reviewing the photos, they were shocked to find something they hadn't seen when taking the photo. They caught a craft with a classic flying saucer shape.